This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. If you want peace, you got to prepare for war, baby. And you got him, Wayne Allyn Root. This is war. This show is sponsored, by the way, by Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no enrollment periods, no penalties. In other words, there's nothing standing in your way at any time. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I've saved $54,000 in premiums alone, and they've done great things for all my doctor visits, great things for my surgery, great things for my son's dental bill, emergency dental bill. Amazing. It starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. That's the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, lightyourliberty.com, and thank them for sponsoring the Wayne Allyn Root Show. So Pelosi and Schumer refused to endorse impeachment after the Mueller statement, which is kind of interesting. Unless something has changed, the last I heard was that they refused to endorse impeachment. Now that a few hours have passed, the subtext of Mueller's first ever public statement about the Russia probe is starting to sink in for both Democratic presidential contenders and the press. But media critic Robert Eno hit the nail on the head when he pointed out in a tweet, Mueller didn't just restate the findings from his report. His statement was larded with hints appearing to goad Democrats into pursuing impeachment. And this message isn't lost on the contenders for the 2020 Democratic nomination, many of whom swiftly demanded the House begin impeachment proceedings immediately. Even the Biden campaign said impeaching Trump may be unavoidable. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who isn't seeking higher office in this election cycle, reiterated her calls for impeachment and accused Mueller of playing a game of taboo with Congress. But despite growing support for impeachment, members of the Democratic congressional leadership sounded restrained. Nancy Pelosi's statement on Mueller's remarks was surprisingly restrained. Here's what she said. It is with the greatest respect for Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the deepest disappointment in the Department of Justice holding the president above the law that I thank Special Counsel Mueller for the work he and his team did to provide a record for future action both in Congress and in the courts regarding the Trump administration involvement in Russian interference and obstruction of justice investigation. Special Counsel Mueller made clear he did not exonerate the president when he stated if we had confidence the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so. He stated the decision not to indict stemmed directly from the Department of Justice policy that a sitting president cannot be indicted. Despite Department of Justice policy to the contrary, no one is above the law, not even the president. The special counsel's report revealed the president's campaign welcomed Russian interference in the election. What? And laid out 11 instances of the president's obstruction of investigation. This is amazing. Congress will continue to investigate and legislate to protect our elections and secure our democracy. The American people must have the truth. Schumer's response also restrained. Neither one of them said anything about impeachment. But you got to understand something. This is a joke. As Bill O'Reilly said to me, again, we'll have Bill O'Reilly's interview at the top of hour number three, which is my Newsmax Power Hour on national TV, 80 million homes. And we'll have Bill O'Reilly with us. And Bill O'Reilly said very clearly, this was an investigation about Russian collusion. And Mueller laid out very clearly there was no Russian collusion. That's a fact. No collusion. How could there be obstruction when there wasn't an underlying crime in the first place? But most importantly, what Bill O'Reilly said was, No prosecutor in the world is allowed to say or ever has said, the guy is guilty. I know he's guilty, but I couldn't prove it. So I'm not going to charge him, but all of you should assume he's guilty. You can't say that. If you couldn't find him guilty, and therefore you let him go, that makes him innocent in America. You try to convict a president who's innocent. You couldn't find enough evidence to go after him, or to find a jury to convict him. So instead of saying, you know what, he's innocent, you're not willing to say that. That's insanity. You can't get away with that in America. You're innocent until proven guilty. And you couldn't prove him guilty. And you couldn't have even gone after him if you hadn't raided his own lawyer's home and offices and hotel room and his safes for conversations he had with the president. I mean, it's absurd. Nobody's ever done this before. They don't do this with the lawyers for mobsters. They didn't do it for the lawyers for Hillary. They didn't do it for the lawyers for the Clinton Foundation. All it comes down to is that the deep state and the D.C. swamp want this guy so badly, Donald Trump. They want to destroy him. They want to ruin him. They want to destroy his legacy. They want to rip him out of office, and they want to take the country back and just steal us all blind. This is the kind of lowlives that are running for president of the United States. Beto O'Rourke, by the way, he's got zero chance. Less than zero. If I were to rate the candidates, Beto O'Rourke is actually less than zero. You know, it's like people always said to me, wow, Wayne, where'd you get that statistic from? Poor people pay negative into the United States tax system. Well, it's true. I believe the top 2% pay 40% of the taxes. And the top 20% pay like 70 or 80% of the taxes. And the top 50% pay 100% of all the taxes in America. And the bottom 20% pay like negative 107%. It's the same thing with Beto O'Rourke. It's kind of impossible to believe anyone could have a negative chance of being president. But Beto O'Rourke does it. He's like his followers, the people who pay zero taxes into the system. They're negative 107%. That's Beto O'Rourke. He's got zero chance to ever be president. He's a loser who needs a psychiatrist, who keeps pathetically making statements they should be making on a psychiatrist's couch. All he does is apologize for everything wrong with him. Guy's mentally ill. Anyway, but this is what the Democrats are about. He revealed an extensive policy today that would overhaul the U.S. immigration system. You got to get ready for this one, right? We just announced a plan that would implement the most sweeping rewrite of U.S. immigration law in a generation and overcome years of inaction. He should just say to let everybody in. That's what he's looking to do. This proposal consists of three pillars, starting with the use of executive authority to reform the asylum system, overturn President Trump's travel bans, and reunite separated families. He would then use his position as President of the United States to urge Congress to enact legislation promoting immigration and naturalization. He would work to strengthen America's partnership with our neighbors in the Western Hemisphere to support democracy and human rights. Because, of course, what would America be without Central America? I mean, we're just lost without them, right? What would America be without Guatemala and Nicaragua? What would America be without Uruguay? I mean, it's a joke. You moron, Beto O'Rourke. My God, America needs all these Central American countries to support human rights. There's no way to do it on our own. You need their help. This innovative plan, this is him talking, of course, overcomes a generation of inaction to finally rewrite our immigration laws in our own image, reflecting our values, the reality of the border, the best interests of our communities, and the longstanding traditions of a country comprised of families from the world over. No, that's not what it's comprised of, you idiot. It's comprised of amazing people with ambition who didn't want welfare, who came here to work, and now it's not. The people you want to let in want welfare from cradle to grave and turn us into a communist welfare state. Coming from a city of immigrants, I've seen the incredible contribution immigrants to our communities and local economies have made. In addition to creating an earned pathway to citizenship for 11 million illegal immigrants residing in the U.S., there's the first joke, right? 11 million illegals, right? A new study came out that said there's 21 million illegals, not 11 million. And you know that's low. And that study was with a bunch of liberal professors from Harvard that said there's somewhere between 21 and 30 million illegals in the United States. He says it would create an immediate pathway for dreamers and recipients of programs like the Temporary Protected Status, TPS. Moreover, it would make naturalization easier for the 9 million illegals currently eligible for citizenship. O'Rourke's immigration plan calls for construction along the U.S.-Mexico border to be immediately suspended, as well as any future budgets to withhold any wall funding. Under our administration, we'll ensure that we advance a new vision of immigration that fully reflects our country's values and empowers every individual to contribute to the shared greatness of our country. O'Rourke drew criticism in February when he revealed that if he was president, he would remove the existing border wall in his hometown of El Paso if he had the ability to do so. Wow. What a communist piece of garbage. I mean, at least this guy's honest, right? He's a communist piece of garbage, but at least he admits it. Here's a guy who I remember, Beto O'Rourke, said that if he could have it his way, didn't say that in this article, this new announcement, but I remember him saying that all the Central Americans who want to come to America from Guatemala and all these countries, they could just register in Guatemala and just come on over, and we'd fly them over at our cost. You realize studies are out. Every single person in the, virtually every single citizen of the entire Central America wants to come to America. So if they had their way, Democrats would let every one of them in. Our entire country would become Mexico, Central America, the United States of Mexico, Central America. It's unbelievable. Here's a letter from my listener, Ken. War, if Mueller says they can't charge a president for a crime, as per the Constitution, why were they even looking for a crime of obstruction? That lying sack of you-know-what, he's a partisan, should be held accountable for running this investigation for 2 years, knowing he can't charge a sitting president. He's nothing but the lowest form of scum to ever walk the earth. Well, I'll tell you what, Ken. He knew that Trump was innocent before the midterm elections and withheld that. You know what that's called? Collusion and conspiracy. The only person guilty of collusion is Mueller. He actually affected the entire midterm elections. Forget the Russians. What a criminal this guy is.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99. per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
War now!
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, way down the route, War Now on the USA Radio Network. Fordham Resources is the sponsor, not only of this segment, but of the main title sponsor of the entire show. They've got the naming rights to our studio. It's the Fordham Resources Studio. You know I'm the capitalist evangelist. You know I love capitalism. You know I love a great stock. Great Wall Street, all-American story. This could be one of them. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham's led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Fordham is a stock. You can buy it. You can make money. If you believe in their story and their story pans out, then you can make money alongside them. That's pretty cool. So that's what American Wall Street are all about. But make your own decision. Go to FordhamResources.com for a complete review. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. And their ticker symbol, again, FTMR. So, of course, even though Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer were a little careful in what they said, although, you know, what they said was still disgusting, but they were careful not to say we're going to impeach this guy, the 2020 Democratic candidates for president, who are all basically at zero, other than Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, all were pushing impeachment after Mueller's statement. What Mueller basically did was return an impeachment referral. Now it's up to Congress to hold this president accountable. We need to start impeachment proceedings. It's our constitutional obligation. That's what Kamala Harris said on Tuesday, excuse me, on Twitter. Said that on Twitter right after Mueller said what he said. Wow. Same for Elizabeth Warren. She's getting almost no press. The 2,000 candidates jockey for coverage. So predictably, Warren, too, is pushing for more hearings and impeachment, even though the top prosecutors in America couldn't find enough evidence to press criminal charges. She says, Mueller leaves no doubt. He did not exonerate the president because there is evidence he committed crimes. Justice Department policy prevented him from charging the president with any crimes. The Constitution leaves it up to Congress to act, and that's impeachment, wrote Elizabeth Warren. Senator Cory Booker, another candidate polling almost zero, also trotted out the I word. This administration has continued to stonewall Congress's oversight. Beginning impeachment proceedings is the only path forward. Beto O'Rourke said, there must be consequences, accountability, and justice. The only way to ensure this is to begin impeachment proceedings. But frontrunners Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders steered clear of the impeachment talk and had not commented on Mueller's statement by press time. So it's interesting that the candidates who have some chance to possibly win the Democratic nomination are not crazy and aren't part of the feeding frenzy. And by the way, I agree with Ken. My listener Ken says, War, shout out to the president to release the IG's report now and blow all the lying a-holes out of the water. Call out Trump, Wayne. Well, first of all, there's two things he's got to release right now. He already told Barr, go ahead and release everything that shows the Democrats are a bunch of criminals. Well, that's got to get done and get it out now. And second of all, release the IG's report. Absolutely. Some of it came out today. And it shows the FBI is a corrupt morass buried in deep swamp water. In bed with the journalists, accepting gifts from journalists, and leaking like crazy, breaking the law like crazy. But there's so much more of the IG's report, the Inspector General's DOJ report, the Inspector General who investigated the Department of Justice, so much more that needs to come out. But amidst that, the reason they're all freaking, the Jerry Nadlers, the Adam Schiffs, because they're all in the gun sights, and I'll say that carefully, I don't mean real guns. They're in the sights of the prosecutors, the investigators. They're the ones that have been hyping a fraud, fake news, for years now. And they could all wind up in prison. They could all wind up facing charges. They can wind up indicted. So they got to go for broke. They got to take Trump down before he takes them down. Before he takes them down. Jerry Nadler says President Trump is lying. Mueller's report calls for Congress to respond to the lies and crimes. All options are on the table. They got to keep saying this in order to maybe avoid prison themselves and maybe get reelected in 2020. That's all this is about. Jerry Nadler is an extreme Democratic district, and he's hoping his constituents reward him with reelection. All this was a gift by Mueller to keep this in the news for another almost 2 years till the election. And it gives them all the Democrats talking points. They've got something to say. What if Mueller had come out and said, here's the truth, folks. Trump's innocent. End of story. I'm retiring. Have a nice life. What does Nadler say to that? What does Schiff say to that? What does Pelosi say to that? At the point he says that, the truth, we got nothing on Trump. The entire Democratic Party ceased to exist. They've got nothing to say. They don't have an issue. What's your issue? You're going to go with Beto O'Rourke's open borders? We'll be right back.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller breaks his long silence, saying the Mueller report speaks for itself and he does not intend to testify before Congress.
So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York then held his own press conference where he said everything's on the table and the president will be held accountable.
With respect to impeachment question, at this point all options are on the table and nothing should be ruled out.
A final look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 221 points to close at 25,126. The NASDAQ fell 60 points to close at 75,47. And the S&P lost 19 to close at 27,83. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on these USA Radio stations, Newsmax TV coming up next. 80 million homes strong. Very proud of our Newsmax TV connection. Also very proud of my sponsor, Tangible Investments, sponsor of this radio show and this TV show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They are a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. And you don't need to debate about the value of gold. You need to educate yourself and empower yourself. They've got a way for you to do that. They've got a new DVD out called End of the Road, How Money Became Worthless, and it's received a ton of documentary film festival awards. End of the Road, How Money Became Worthless. It's yours free. You don't have to buy a thing. You don't have to do a thing. You just call them, get it free. And they've got a hot new book called The New Case for Gold by James Rickards, New York Times bestselling author of The Death of Money. James Rickards' new book, The New Case for Gold. Both of them are absolutely free. So you get the book and you get the DVD free. And what do you have to do to get it? Nothing. You just call them and they send it to you. It's that simple. All you have to do is call them toll free at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done over $2 billion in transactions. It could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. Over 35 years in business, $2 billion in transactions. Get the new book free. Get the video free. It's all free. No questions asked. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right. Thank you, Tangible. We've got our guest here, great guest many times in the past. Great to have him back, James Kallstrom, former assistant director of the FBI. James, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Wayne?
Good. Actually, I probably have the wrong name here. On my script, it says former FBI assistant director. Isn't it usually called deputy director? What was the official title?
I was the assistant director. That was my rank in charge of the New York division.
Got it. Okay. All right, cool. So I got the right information.
I was the longest time the senior agent in the field, when you don't count headquarters.
Got it. So I was going to ask you totally about Mueller, and I'll get to Mueller in just a second. But before I ever get to Mueller's kind of retirement statement today, I wanted to get to IG Horowitz's statement that he released today, or investigation that he released today, a very partial one, because all the bad stuff is coming down the pike in the next few weeks. But today, Horowitz released, something that to me says the FBI was leaking like crazy, and the FBI was taking all kinds of gifts like tickets from journalists and dinners from journalists. And to me, it sounds like the FBI was a cesspool of corruption. And I'm just so shocked and saddened that the report came out from Horowitz on the same day as Mueller, so it got buried. I mean, it's just idiotic. Why would he let it out on the same day unless he wanted it to get buried? I don't know. But it seems strange to me because this should have been a huge news story. And you know what? Tonight's news, they're not going to cover it at all. They're only going to cover Mueller and his accusations or insinuations about President Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not familiar with what he released, but I got a hunch that when he actually does release the investigations, they're going to be mind bending. They're going to be very, very on point. They're going to show what we've been talking about for over 2 years, and I have no doubt about that. And apparently, part of it was playing the press and getting stories, and then using the stories as evidence, which is circular. Criminality,
fire squad.
Basically.
Circular, yeah. Fire squad, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Crazy.
That's what I said earlier today. I said, can you imagine using an article, leaking information to the media to make someone sound guilty, then when the media writes it, you use that article to get a warrant against them.
Well, that's what happened in this whole conspiracy, Wayne. They peppered the people on the Hill, with these stories about Trump is this and Trump is that and his people are this and people are that, avalanche of people to the politicians. The politicians would turn around and say things to other people and say things on news shows. And even half the Republican Party, maybe more than that, were bought into that. They were so anti-Trump because this basically, this sort of Stalinistic type of plastering, false stories everywhere, and then they go circular, they go 360, and they come back, you're right, and then they put some of them as probable cause into an affidavit to wiretap people. So, I mean, and Mueller is just, part of this conspiracy, in my view, which started when President Trump, got the nod. The swamp creatures were all coming out for their daily meal and coordinating what was going on. We don't have time to talk about everything, but we know it's been a conspiracy up to important people in the White House. You know, obviously Comey, Clapper, McCabe, that whole crew. And I think we're going to find out that there's going to be some connections to our allies over in Great Britain and elsewhere. And, of course, we have this phony dossier, which is just basically a pack of lies. So here you have someone who's nominated to be president. And, of course, no one thought he'd actually win. But they didn't wait around for him to win. They started right from the beginning with this fifth column or conspiracy that went high and went low and just peppered the media with falsehoods. And then you got the final analysis. You know, he comes. Mueller writes this report, which he didn't really say anything other than what he said today in the report. But he's got our Constitution backwards. In this country, you don't have to prove your innocence. In this country, if you and they investigate and they charge, then they charge, and then you defend yourself. If they don't charge, they walk away. They don't talk. Mum's the word. And that's not what they did in this case. And it's just pitifully anti our rule of law, anti the Constitution. You know, and would you expect anything less? I mean, here's a guy they appointed as a special counsel. They gave him no fence to operate into till like 6 months later. And there was no crime. There was a counterintelligence case that morphed into a so-called criminal case. The whole thing was done wrong. And Mueller had a conflict of interest at every stage. And then, of course, he compounded the felony over and over again by bringing in a bunch of basically Democratic junkyard dogs.
Yeah, you know, my thing about this whole thing that's so amazing to me is how can you find someone obstructed justice? Number one, the president can fire anyone he wants to anytime, doesn't have to provide a single excuse. But number two, how could you obstruct justice when there was no underlying crime in the first place? I mean, he absolutely vindicated the president, Mueller, in one way. After 2 years and, what was it, $39 or $40 million spent and 13, as you said, angry junk dog Democrat pit bulls. After all that, he said, without any question, there was no collusion. If Russia interfered, then Trump had nothing to do with it. He didn't know about it. So how could there be a crime of obstruction for an underlying crime that never existed in the first place? That was a frame job.
Well, it was an absolute frame job. And, you know, I think that his pack of junkyard dogs there, Mueller, you know, they wanted some kind of blood. So therefore, you get that language in his report that, as I said, is 180 out from our Constitution. That's not how things are done. And, of course, you don't hear anything about that, but it's an absolute outrage. And he just doubled down on it today. And, of course, there was no conflict of interest. Of course there was no obstruction of justice. I mean, there was no crime. There was no nothing. Just a fraudulent conspiracy that's gone on now since the primaries of the last election. And the newest stage now is in the Congress. You know, let's impeach, let's impeach, let's impeach. You know, just keep trying to dirty him up as long as you can. My view is that it's going to all totally backfire, but we're going to hear an awful lot more out of the attorney general that we have, who's a great, great person. He was the great attorney general the first time around, and he's a law and order guy. He understands how the scales of justice are supposed to work.
I've been shocked with how great William Barr is. He's fabulous. He's absolutely fabulous, and he's got the spine of a warrior. He's an unbelievable guy, and so I have great faith that now he's going to release all these reports Trump has asked for, all the proof, all the evidence, all the testimony that a frame job was conducted, and this is all part of the cover up. Mueller and them, if they don't double down and go after Trump, he's going to come after them, and they're all trying to prevent Barr from coming after them, so they got to dirty him up. I mean, that's the way I see the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you know, basically, we're going to get an awful lot of information when they expose these documents. But you got to understand, there's going to be investigations that are going to be going on. There's going to be grand juries that are going to be seated, you know, and people are going to be called in, and they're going to have to sit there and tell the truth or else perjure themselves in front of the grand jury. And there's so much that we don't even know about yet. The 300 odd unmaskings that were done, you know, 200 of them which were done under the auspices of the ambassador to the United Nations. I forget her name. But
Samantha Power.
Samantha Power. And then she turns around and says she never did any of it. So, I mean, that could be. Somebody was just using her name. But wait till we find out all of that and all the people that knew this was going on. Bob Mueller should have never had the job. He shouldn't have accepted it when offered. And then, of course, he had to know, probably right off the bat, if not, give him a couple of months' grace. He had to know that the President of the United States didn't commit any kind of illegal activity with Russia. But what did he do? You know, he kept the furnace going in the locomotive all this time. And now he put the last 20 shovelfuls in, so you know, hoping that it's going to continue before the next election.
They got to just try and defeat him. That's all they wanted to do is keep this open, so they could keep screaming impeachment for another year and a half.
Yeah, it's sedition. I mean, it's sedition, and it's a lot of things. It's a lot of criminality.
Hey, James, we got to run. Former FBI Assistant Director James Kallstrom. Always love having you on the show. Great opinions, and one of the few guys on the FBI, you know, top leadership that was always a good guy, always on the right team. Thank you, James.
Well, I hope we clean that place up.
War now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, don't forget, hour number three comes up in less than 8 minutes. It is my Newsmax TV hour. I have so many people who stop me all over Las Vegas. I think everyone in the whole Vegas listens to this show, and those who don't listen to the show read my columns in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's unbelievable what has happened to my name recognition in Vegas. Everybody reads or listens, but so many of them say, I don't watch you because I have Cox Cable. Well, first of all, you can always watch me when the clock ticks 5 o'clock, which is 8 o'clock Eastern. Anywhere in the country, you can watch me by going to NewsmaxTV.com on your laptop or desktop, and you can also get the Newsmax app on your cell phone. And so that's free. You can watch me free on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, and free on your phone. NewsmaxTV.com and the Newsmax app. But second of all, if you want it on Cox Cable, if you want it on any cable that doesn't carry us, all you have to do is call Cox Cable. All you have to do is call this phone number, and they'll connect you to whatever the cable system is in the place you live. So in Vegas, you'd be connected to Cox Cable. They'll find you the right person to speak to demand they pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allen Root. Call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. I'd really appreciate you doing it. I consider it a personal favor. I know that all my listeners love this show so much. Well, the way to keep it all going is to make sure that my TV show is seen all over this country, because everywhere it's seen, it's a huge hit. So I need this favor from you. Call 844-500-6397. It has to be connected to your local cable system, and let them know. Give them a piece of your mind. Let them know you want them to pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root. I have such smart fans. Larry, who sends me a lot of emails, very, very bright guy, says Pelosi knows if she pulls the trigger on impeachment, this is what's sure to happen. They will lose a ton of seats in the House and possibly the entire House leadership. They will not have enough on the president to send to the Senate. They most likely don't have enough support even in the House to vote out a bill of impeachment. They would look stupid. There was absolutely nothing new in the Mueller press conference. He just clarified his bias. She knows all the idiots screaming impeachment won't be around after the next elections. Most of them will be subject to lying and making fraudulent statements. It's up to the people. They will have to clean out the cesspool called the House of Misrepresentatives. Well, Larry, I agree with you on all of that, but there's one point you didn't bring up that I would add to the equation. Point number one is what Larry said, that if you try and impeach, you're going to lose everything, and the Republican Party is going to win everything. So go ahead and try it. I dare you. But number two, you don't have to impeach. You just need to talk about it all day long from now till the election. Without Mueller's statement, they had nothing to talk about. They were running out of gas. They were going to be on the side of the road dead with a flat tire and no gas in the car. And instead, now they got lots of stuff to talk about for the next almost 2 years, the next year and a half before the election. And they're, you know, if you try and impeach, you're right, Larry, I think they'll get killed. They'll just lose all their seats. But if you talk about impeachment and threaten impeachment all day long, and Mueller's left that door completely open that you can say it with credibility, you don't look like an idiot, then I think you have a chance to win in 2020. Not against Trump. I don't think anyone's beating Trump. But, I mean, I'm talking about keeping congressional seats so you keep the House. So that's what this is about. It's twofold. You know, so number one, you can't impeach, you lose. And number two, you could talk about impeachment, threaten impeachment all day long if you want to win a few seats. So that's their strategy. That's it right there. That's why they're doing what they're doing, in my opinion. And in the meantime, you got Hollywood. Isn't that, you know, you didn't think you'd get out of this segment without me talking about what the stars had to say. Hollywood's loudest left-wing activist took to social media mass on Wednesday and reacted to former special counsel Robert Mueller's statement about his election investigation by calling on Congress to begin the process of impeaching Trump. The president of the United States obstructed justice. Now it's up to Congress to do its job. Hashtag impeach Trump, said Rob Reiner. Director, loser, meathead. Actor John Cusack called on Congress to do your effing job. And he didn't use the F word, he used the entire word. He didn't say F. He said, you know what, job. And begin impeachment proceedings. I mean, it's so typical. Come on. I'm sure Cher was in there somewhere. I'm sure other retards are in there somewhere. These are just people that are mentally ill. There's just something wrong with all of them. Because there was no Russian collusion. None. And even Mueller admitted that. None. The Trump campaign didn't know anything about Russian collusion. They didn't need Russian collusion to win the election. So how could, if you can't make a case and you can't indict Trump or anyone in the Trump campaign involving Russian collusion, how could you tell Congress, but, you know, he may be guilty, go ahead and investigate some more? How do you do that? Explain to me how you do that. You can't do that. There's something wrong with you. Insufficient evidence, and therefore a person is innocent, case closed. That's it. And guess who said that today? Trump. That's the American system. But there's another leg to the stool. Number one, Democrats can't impeach, and they know that, because if they try and impeach, they won't win. They can't impeach him, and they won't win re-election, and they'll all get killed. They'll all just be destroyed in the election. And number two is, but if you talk about it all day, you might win the election, because you've got something to talk about. You've got energy for your base. But number three is, what about Mueller himself? Why did he do what he did today? You know why he did it? He did it because, number one, he's in bed with the Democrats. He gave them something to have a chance to win in 2020. And a rallying cry. And number two, he did it to save himself. You don't think Mueller himself faces a possible indictment? But now the Democrats are going to protect him because he's their boy. The same way the Democrats hated Comey, then they loved Comey. You know, you have a chance here to be protected by someone, be shielded. That's why he did what he did. Mueller knows he's in trouble. So now he's counting the Democrats to shield him from prosecution. All right, we'll be right back on Newsmax TV. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.